flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Folks, we're joined by Marcus Brown, chair of the Super Bowl Host Committee. He is the Senior Vice President, General Counsel for Entergy. Marcus, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Newell. Thank you for having me.
Marcus, first let me say on behalf of not only myself, but I think, you know, everyone in the city, we really appreciate your organization stepping up, being, the host of the Super Bowl. This doesn't happen without just incredible, great partnerships. And I just wanted to get that out of the way and understand, and for you to understand that we really appreciate the effort.
Well, we over here at Entergy, you know, we're really excited about being the founding partner of the Super Bowl. But I also want to thank you, WWL, and your listeners, because it's been over a year now, and you, joined this journey with us very early on to give us an opportunity to provide information to your listeners. So we really appreciate having this forum to do that. It's been great.
So I guess you're not busy at all right now, are you?
Well, we're coming down to the end, Newell. So however busy we've been, it's exciting that we're a couple of days away from Super Bowl week. And as you might imagine, all the hard work is starting to come to fruition. We're starting to be able to see things kind of, turn the corner towards the end. We're really excited about what's coming up.
So when you're behind the scenes in preparation for a Super Bowl, I got to imagine it's a little different, right?
Yeah, it's a little different. I mean, the fans certainly are, watching the NFL playoffs and kind of tracking the teams to see who might make it and then trying to decide, how much time they're going to invest in the game. But what we're doing is we're doing all the preparation that it takes to make sure that all the things that we committed to do as a city to attract this game, to allow the NFL for the NFL to choose us as a location, we have to make sure all those commitments are met. And so we've got, the Great New Orleans Sports Foundation and lots of volunteers and agencies across the city and the state all working to get the city prepared so that this game is a huge success. And the people in the community, they've seen a lot of the work that's been going on, the streets, the murals and the other things, but there's a lot of other stuff that's taking place. But we've had great support and we're rounding the corner, as I said, towards the end of it.
And obviously, this is a great opportunity, bringing a lot of folks to the city. as it relates to economic development. And I know that you and your organization always has your eyes on that. And was there a lot of activity around that in the months leading up to the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah, there is. You think about the, you know, the economic impact of a Super Bowl. In 2013, it had about a $500 million economic impact across, you know, New Orleans region and the state. Now, we expect that number to, you know, to even grow because the game has grown so much in the last 10 to 11 years. And so we're looking at, attracting people to this region. Tourism is obviously a big economic driver for us. And clearly a Super Bowl is a great way to drive tourism. But I have to really commend Governor Landry and his team, who's been working, you know, hand in hand with us to focus on economic development beyond tourism. And so the governor and his team has put together a 14,000 square foot pavilion on the riverfront by the aquarium. And we're going to host all kind of economic development forums there. They're going to be hosting CEOs. There are going to be 32 billionaires coming to town for the game, the owners of teams, and they're going to be representatives from all the major corporations in town. It's a great opportunity to capture those people's attention to show them that New Orleans and the state of Louisiana is a great place to do business in a lot of other areas. I mean, you know, the clean energy transition comes through our state. Oil and gas is big. We've got the Space Center here. There's a lot here to attract business beyond just tourism, which is also important. So we're looking at this as a great opportunity to get a lot of things done that will have lasting impact on the city and the state.
You know, I'll have an opportunity next week to visit that venue on one of the nights. I can't remember which one it is now. Looking forward to it. But it's amazing, almost every silo of the city, you know, from an economic standpoint, is really just full to the brim right now with activity, discussions, conversations, meetings. And I don't think people really ever think about that as a result of hosting a football game, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it is the most unifying event that I've ever experienced in my 37 years in New Orleans. So what I mean by that is people are focused on getting things done. And I know that, you know, there have been some, you know, some strain on our community as we've gotten the streets done and the lights fixed. And, you know, you've upgraded infrastructure in other ways. But also think about the benefit of that. I mean, you know, the focused attention on getting the bridge, you know, lit and all of those things, we'll get a chance to benefit from that for years to come. And the most important thing, you know, for me in all of this has been every group, every side of the political spectrum, it doesn't matter where people sit, they have all been collectively working really hard to make sure that this Super Bowl is a success. The city, you know, led by the mayor, the governor, Landry leading the state, all the local and parish officials. I mean, there has been one unified effort to make sure that we put on the best show. And I've never quite seen anything like it in the history of the time that I've been in New Orleans. And it's been wonderful.
That's just beautiful to hear, quite frankly, because that makes the difference, you know, between those
that
succeed and don't, right?
Exactly. You know, and when you think about New Orleans has hosted, this will be our 11th Super Bowl. We are tied with Miami, you know, having hosted the most Super Bowls, and I know people hear that a lot. But we want number 12. I mean, and so, you know, we've got a completely, you know, the city and state and the Saints have spent $500 million upgrading the Superdome. And if you've been inside there, and I'm sure you have, you know, it looks amazing inside, both in terms of the vistas and also the technology is better, the food is better, you know, the seating is all better. So it's really competitive with other stadiums. And we are well positioned, I think, to get number 12. But, of course, an important stepping stone to get number 12 is that Super Bowl 11, number 11, Super Bowl 59 that's coming up in a week from now, should be a great experience. We think it will be, and we think that will seal the deal for us to have the best opportunity to get number 12.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game, and that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Entergy has been very involved with Impact 59, right? And
yes.
Jay alluded to it earlier. How do you think that will contribute to the legacy of this Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans?
That's a great question, Newell. You know, when you think about an event like the Super Bowl, it is a fabulous week of the spotlight on the region, you know, and certainly on the city, but it comes and goes. And if you want to have some lasting impact, then you have to put some things in place in the communities that people can reap benefits long after the game is over. And so what Impact 59 did was to really fund grants across a 10 parish area. And I think all 10 parishes actually received grants in some respect. Those grants range from $25,000 to $250,000, and they focus on areas that are really important to our region, like youth development, workforce training, education, health and wellness. I mean, those things are the kinds of things that are the bedrock to making our communities more livable. And, you know, and so we believe that funding the nonprofits that do that kind of work is the best way to have a lasting impression. Impact rather on this community after the Super Bowl is done. So Entergy, you know, the Saints, you know, a number of other companies have stepped up, they have contributed to that fund, and we're really excited about the impact that we think it's going to have over the coming years.
You know, when you think about all of this coming together, and I had this discussion with Michael Heck. Where you talk about, you know, how everybody has been getting along and coming together for this event, and they've already agreed that they're going to continue some of the committees that they've set up in the aftermath of the Super Bowl, because right. They recognize how much they've covered in a short period of time and how much they've achieved as they set out to remedy some of the challenges that we have, whether it's infrastructure or otherwise.
Right.
This pays off in a big way. You know,
yeah, it really does. I mean,
how a football game does that, right?
Yeah, because what you see is this working collaboration between private sector, and government. You know, individuals. You know, Michael Hick. You know, with the with Greater New Orleans Inc. You know, they do a lot of work on economic development, but you know, to work directly with the city, the parishes, you know, across the region to get things done that need to get done. That's the kind of partnership that, you know, we all believe, you know, should be extended well beyond this game. And so trying to keep those committees in place that drive the kind of outcomes that everybody wants to see achieved, it just makes a lot of sense to continue to try and do that.
Well, again, Marcus Brown, thank you so much for joining us today. I think you're going to stay with us for the next segment with Jack and Susan Groh, Director and Associate Director of NFL Green. But I just wanted to say again, thank you to you and your organization. I know they're paying you big bucks, right, for this volunteer effort on your part.
Well, yeah, we're going to have a great experience. That's payment enough. I mean,
that's the payoff.
If we get number 12,
absolutely.
Yeah.
that's a different negotiation, right?
Exactly. If we get Super Bowl number 12, that's payment. That's the greatest success of all. So we're excited Absolutely. About the opportunity.
Absolutely. Just teasing. Marcus Brown, chair of the Super Bowl host committee. He'll stay with us. We'll be right back with Jack and Susan Groh, director and associate director, NFL Green. We'll find out what that's about and what they hope to accomplish. Stay with us.